Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Oh, Jeff Dollar here. Has so, worked very, 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 very hard on a great present.
And then the giving of the present, I was left a little underwhelmed. And I know you don't give gifts, right? To for the response, you give gifts because it makes you feel good, right?
But it sure is nice.
It does help.
It does.
So I think it's just because it's my dad. So maybe he just doesn't express emotion the way. He doesn't really jump up and down and leap around like Tom Cruise on Oprah.
Hmm, really?
He's more of a, standard dry fella.
I can't believe you're spawned from him.
Really? Yeah. It's so hard to believe. You're so high and so low.
Right. But
spawned from him.
Last year sometime, Jennifer Nettles was on the show, and my dad is a huge fan of Sugarland. It's the only concert in, the 10 plus years I've worked in radio my dad has ever asked me to get tickets to was Sugarland when they came through Syracuse last year sometime. So I got him the tickets. And then we were interviewing Jennifer Nettles, told her that story. She called him and got his answering machine. Mm-hmm. And
we have audio of that?
You'll probably find it, in the next minute or two. Or Nettles.
Okay.
So it's in there somewhere. Anyways, she called and my mom picked up the phone and said, yelled at my dad. My dad got on the phone. They had a quick little 2-minute conversation and it was great. And Jennifer Nettles said, if I'm ever back in the area, you got to come say hi to me. So he was all excited about that. He had that audio file saved on his computer. And if you went over to his house to visit, he would play that for you. Like he was very proud of his Jennifer Nettles experience.
That's a pretty awesome gift right there.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. So a few months ago, I was checking. I know they were going back out on tour. I think it's called the Incredible Machine Tour. Sugarland was back out on the road. And so I checked, and they weren't going to Syracuse, but they were going to a town that's about an hour, maybe 90 minutes from Syracuse.
And again, that's where Jeff's from.
Right, which is within my parents' radius of travel. They will, they would drive that far without complaint. Mm-hmm. Especially if there was, a good fish fry sandwich or something.
You do get in that. You get to that age and you are right there on the map, man, and you do not go out of your area. Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say, do they drive at night or is it just during the daytime in that area? Because at the point, you get to a certain age, too, where you're like, I'm not driving at night anymore.
And it's a shrinking radius, too. They used to drive from Syracuse to, Niagara Falls to go to the casinos. They used to drive to some big, giant casino in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And then it's just getting smaller and smaller. So this
finally, it's like your block, and that's it. And then even the block is too long. You're like, you'll only go on the east side of the block.
Mm-hmm. So the because the potholes on the west side are bad for the car,
right?
So I got them, tickets to the show that was within their vicinity, and then I made a few phone calls and I got them my mom and dad, and I'm flying up there for it. It's this coming weekend. And we're all gonna go say hi to Jennifer Nettles.
That's who's, huge, right there.
Who cool. I've met a few times, is sweet, she's great, she's nice, I know it's going to be an awesome experience. So I waited, I've had the surprise for weeks, months, before I told my dad about it. Then within the 30-day window, when we were inside of 30 days to the concert, so just like a week or two ago, I told my dad, and he was kind of bored with this, he wasn't really that excited.
He's like over Jennifer Nettles or something? Yeah. He's like over...
What did he say?
He was just like, oh, that sounds like a great time.
That's it?
That's exciting for him.
But isn't that, are you reading too much into it? Because he's not an overly excited dude.
No. Let's role play here, and I'm going to be you, and I'm calling your dad up to tell him, okay? And I want to hear the response that you wanted him to say, okay?
So I'm playing the role of my dad?
You're playing the role of your dad.
How authentic do you want me to make this?
Well, let's do it in two parts. First, what he did, and then I want you to play the part of what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, but how authentic do you want the phone conversation to be?
100%.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Minus the F-bombs.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
I've got great news.
Great. Before you get into that, my DSL It keeps going out. And I'm not sure. I've unplugged the modem. And I've power cycled it like you told me.
Okay, can we put that on hold for just 1 second, Dad? Because I got some really, really, really exciting news coming up.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, what would you think about the chance you, me, Mom, going backstage?
Hang on.
And
just
hanging
before,
out.
Before I forget, how do I get Crazy Heart to my number one position in my Netflix queue? I'm sorry to interrupt. That's on my list of things to ask you about.
Okay, I can tell you all about that in a second. But you, me, and Mom, check this out.
You guys have the Powerball in Georgia, right?
All backstage.
Can you buy a ticket for me?
So when you finally told him, what did he say? I mean, so you're like, okay, so we're going backstage. We're going to hang out with Jennifer Nettles and Sugarland.
He's like, wow, that sounds like fun.
And then did you greet that by just silence?
No, I think I was like, yeah. So what we'll do is we'll go to the show, and then we'll after the show we'll go, because they've been backstage to shows before, different things that I've gone to them with, so they know.
You took them to Wu-Tang Clan. I remember that.
Yes.
And Justin Bieber just a couple of months
ago.
Sure,
huge Bieber fans. They got
the fever.
So. But so they know what they, and I said, so then, and then afterwards we'll go back and we'll say hi. And they've been to shows where there's like been the standard meet and greet. And then they've been to shows where I've known people who are performing. And so like, and then we'll all go back together, like letting them know that it's the go back together thing. Cause they went and saw, I got them backstage at Kenny Rogers, and they were a little thrown by that. Cause that was just kind of line up and Kenny moved through.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, Kenny, I really was hoping he would stop and talk to me. But
I don't know that he can move his mouth anymore. That might not have been him.
Yeah. So I said,
too much plastic.
If it looked like if it looked like Kenny Rogers, it wasn't Kenny Rogers.
So I said, so I reinforced that I would be going back there with him, and then I would be, sharing in the experience. And I thought he would say, like, hold on a minute, like he would tell my mom, hey Donna, come here, listen to this and something. So that was the first time, and then I got off the phone, and I think I mentioned, that I was. Disappointed, and people are like, but that's not why you give a gift. Don't worry about it. And I said, you know what? Caught him off guard. So a week or two later, I'm going to bring it up to him.
Okay.
So I brought it up to him like just a few days ago, and I said, hey, are you, excited? We're looking forward to coming up there, and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, yeah, it should be great. You guys got the Powerball down there in Georgia, don't you?
Oh, damn, dude.
Bummer.
So
still nothing.
But I'm trying to get something to compare it to. What does he usually get excited about that you see this elation?
The Powerball.
Know?
Or his DSL getting fixed. Yeah. So, but here's what...
That's what you should have got him.
Here's what I'm thinking, and I may actually do this research. His Jennifer Nettles or Kristen Bush or anybody associated with Sugarland come out and said something fairly political or anything?
Yeah, she had something to do with the inauguration, didn't she?
Wouldn't have been that. That was years ago.
Let me call Katie Jo.
You mean Katie Jo is Melissa's girlfriend who's really into... Really into Jennifer Nettles. Mm-hmm. Really into Jennifer Nettles.
Because
she would leave me for Jennifer Nettles.
My only
sure.
thought is if there was some weird thing that changed my dad's opinion on Sugarland, and he doesn't want to tell me because I've arranged the surprise.
That could be.
So you think something so drastic happened?
It doesn't have
that
to
it
be
was a character changer for him.
It doesn't have to be that drastic.
It could be one comment simple. That he thought was like anti-patriotic.
Anything. I don't know what it could be. It could be anything like that. Like they made.
Or maybe he's moved on to something else.
Lady Antebellum went and killed the sugar.
The thing is, we say, look, the present really isn't for us. It's for them. But there's a reason why you wait until you can present the present to them face to face. You really want to see their reaction to this great present that you got.
Genuine excitement.
So the countdown is on. It's happening a week from yesterday. I'm flying up there Saturday, and then the concert is Sunday night.
I wouldn't bring it up anymore. I'm worried that you brought it up a little too much to him.
Only twice.
Can you do this? Can you
and
now
he's
say,
old. He may have forgotten.
Can you now say this? Can you like reset the whole thing and go, you know what? Those passes that I got, it doesn't look like they're going to happen now. So you set the expectation low.
Really low.
So when you get back up there and you say we got the passes, you'll sort of like jumpstart his excitement?
No, because what if I say we don't have those passes? And he goes, oh, great, because I've really liked that Need You Now song and I'm over Sugarland.
The Burt Show.
I heard the worst use of somebody using the wrong name for someone. Ooh. Went to this teeny tiny town to visit my best friend, Ashley. We all go out for ice cream, and they run into some people that they know in this tiny town. It's like, oh, hey, this is Mac. And then Mac says to us, oh, this is my fiance, Amanda. Oh, hi, Amanda. And then we're all saying, oh, hi. He's like, oh, no, no, no. Why did I say that? This is Michelle. Oh, and this is Michelle's parents. Okay, hi, Michelle. Well, turns out Amanda was his ex-wife's name.
Oh, no.
Who he divorced 6 months ago.
That's going
to
hurt.
Introduced us to the new fiance as the ex-wife's name.
Ouch.
Ugh.
The Bird Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
Hey, I got to play this for you guys because I thought this was so touching. We don't normally talk about sports a lot on The Bird Show. It's just not something we all get into. But this guy, John Wooden. He's a Hall of Fame basketball coach.
Mm-hmm.
He died over the weekend, 99 years old. Used to coach for UCLA, right? And this guy, it's very, very rarely do you go through an entire life where, like, nobody says a bad word about you. You know how special those people are? You don't find them often, mm-hmm. but from time to time, there's just, like, no one ever says a bad word about some people.
And this guy's one of them.
This guy's one of them. Like, okay. All of his players that left UCLA not only love him, but he's become like a father figure, contemporaries, other coaches. I think he's wise and just has a lot to give. Everybody honors this guy. And he just passed away at 99 years old. And ESPN did a story about him over the weekend, which I normally wouldn't even dive into on the show, but it takes a pretty romantic turn because he was married for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife passed away. But his love went on. He kept writing her love letters even when she was gone, right?
Sweet.
So this is the second half of the piece that ESPN did on John Wooden, this UCLA coach that passed away at the age of 99 over the weekend.
His last love was his first love, his beloved wife, Nellie, who died 24 years ago. And your love really has lasted. You're still in love with her.
I'm very much in love with her.
Nellie passed away on the 21st of March, 1985. And ever since, on the 21st of every month, Wooden writes her a love letter. No one gets to read the letters, not even his family.
Well, I say, honey, I miss you. More than ever. The love is still there, and I'm still keeping my promise. There'll never be another.
It's the greatest love story never told. She was the only girl Wooden ever kissed, and he was 14 at the time.
Huh. How do you make love last in a marriage?
There's only one way. Truly, truly, truly love. Most powerful thing there is. It's true. If it's true, it must be true.
Loyalty is so important to you. You stayed so loyal to her, stayed loyal to this school. Why? Why do you think you're such a loyal person?
Dad, more than anything else, believed in loyalty as being one of the most important things. I've said so much and spoken so much that the most important word in our language is love. Second is balance, keeping things in perspective.
Still teaching at 99, the great man is finally starting to fade. He can't get out of his wheelchair anymore. He has somebody with him 24/7, but he still has the kind of vision that can see around corners.
Are you afraid to die?
No, I'm not afraid to die.
How come?
Why should I be afraid? That's the most wonderful thing that'll ever happen. It really is. Absolutely. I'm not afraid to die. Once I was afraid of dying. Not anymore. Once I was afraid of dying, terrified at ever lying, petrified at leaving family, home, and friends. Thoughts of absence from my dear ones brought a melancholy tear once, and a dreadful, dreadful feeling of when life ends. But those days are long behind me. Fear of leaving does not bind me, and departure does not hold a single care. Peace does comfort as I ponder a reunion in the yonder with my dearest one who's waiting for me there.
How could you not, like, tear up?
So sweet. So sweet.
Now, there's one more piece to this puzzle that's going to make you lose it if you didn't already. Tell him about this intern, Brandon.
John Wooden, as he was on his final day, he died Friday, I believe, late afternoon. His final request was that he was clean shaven, so when he got to see Nellie again, he looked his best for her.
Oh, so sweet, precious.
I know, right?
So sweet,
isn't it, man? I mean, that's why you date, right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why you marry, that's right sweet. There. Is that you hope for that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's amazing.
The Bird Show.
You women are getting dressed in the morning, and if you're getting dressed to impress dudes, then there are a couple of items that you need to know that, according to MSN, dudes hate. Y'all are putting them on, thinking you're looking all stylish and hot.
Really?
According to MSN, in a survey of dudes, this is the stuff that you're wearing right now that totally turns guys off.
Okay. Yeah, let me know.
Harem pants.
What are harem pants?
I guess those are like those old hammer pants kind of things.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Don't the girls in the new Sex and the City movie wear them?
Oh, the ones with like the cuffed up ankle and then they kind of balloon out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Says that men hate them because women look as though they've just filled their diapers.
That's funny.
That's probably true.
All right, so harem pants. Do not wear them, all right?
Okay.
This says jumpsuits. Dudes do not like jumpsuits.
Who wears a jumpsuit?
Lindsay Lohan did at the MTV Movie Awards to cover up her ankle bracelet.
Oh, did she really?
That's funny.
Yeah. Really? Okay, that might be the only exception. Do y'all wear jumpsuits?
I don't know.
The shorts and
they can be shorts or pants, and then the top is attached to it. It's kind of popular right now.
Mm-hmm. I just got Stacey one of those for her birthday. Just got it, and I haven't seen it on her yet. So maybe
they're cute.
So you don't know if it's cute or not?
I have no idea.
Depends how you wear it.
I think they're cute.
It all depends. I mean, for dudes, it's visual. If you're showing me some curvage, I'm cool.
Not bad.
Ugg boots. Says dudes do not like Ugg boots.
Well, get over it. They're cute and comfortable.
I like them,
Sorry.
Man.
Sorry.
You do?
Yeah.
I like the ones especially that fold over and have the fur on the top. Boots with the fur.
leggings. Says the problem with leggings is that there's no mystery. Every contour is revealed, plus too many women wear them no matter what their shape, which means too many, this says, sausage legs.
Oh, that's nice.
Rude.
Not my words, MSN.
Rude.
I like leggings. I think there's a way to wear them, like if you have like a long tunic over them and covering your butt, but there's different ways to wear them.
Sounds like there's a happy medium because it's either show me, don't show me so much, like the leggings, but don't show me not enough with the jumpsuit and the harem pants.
Mm-hmm.
Oversized sunglasses. I'm totally with this. I hate them.
You do?
Hate them. They reek of Paris Hilton to me.
Yeah.
And I just think they're yesterday. I hate them.
I saw a girl in Virginia Highlands running a couple of days ago with big white Paris Hilton sunglasses on. I was like, really? You go running in them?
That's funny.
Really?
That's impressive.
Yeah.
And gladiator sandals are on this list also. I don't have any idea why.
I don't love those. They're not really a fashion statement in my book.
So those are the five right there.
Get it? The Bird Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Bird Show.
Ellen here is about to leave her job. All right? Some people think you should sort of like slyly work your way out or don't burn any bridges.
Whatever.
I think Ellen's ready to go big, man. She is ready to go big, big. Hey, Ellen, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi there.
How are you?
What's going on?
I have my voice disguised, right?
You are on the voice disguiser right now, so nobody can recognize your voice.
Okay.
All right, we're all a little intrigued here. Like, you're the only one in the office that knows you're leaving?
Yes.
Okay, now...
I'm the only one in my office that knows a lot of stuff.
Okay.
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 Do tell.
Well, I work at a place where we have three offices in the area, and I was told by my regional manager a couple weeks ago that they're consolidating them into one office.
Okay.
And I had it, she was telling me because she wanted to let me know that I have a choice. I could either step down and take a different job, but mm-hmm. it would be a step down, so it would involve a pay cut,
mm-hmm.
or I can leave, but if I leave, I have to stay until July 1st in order to get a severance package.
Okay. All right.
It's a dangerous proposition right there. Okay.
Right. And she said it's totally top secret. Like, she was just really doing me a favor, letting me know, but nobody else knows this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened was she ended up quitting, like, a week later and taking another job.
That's why she told you. Because she knew she was leaving.
Mm-hmm. You're doing the same thing you're about
yeah.
to do.
So, but then our new regional manager is not coming on till the end of June. So I'm leaving at the end of the summer. My new job, though, doesn't start till the end of the summer. And nobody knows this, but nobody is going to be overseeing me from now until the end of the month.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is like,
so
okay.
I have lots of opportunities. I can totally make personnel changes. I can hire people, fire people, promote people. I can do whatever I want until then.
Oh, dangerous.
And nobody, I could never do that before because every time I wanted to do something, I'd have to tell my regional manager who oversaw everything. And, you know, there was lots of red tape. You know, there's always like people that you're like, oh my God, I wish these people would just get fired already. But, you can't. You can't just like, oh, I think they're an idiot, so I'm going to fire them. Like, you have to have, anyway, you guys know all this. So I've always had all this list. You know, of like people that I think should be promoted, people I think should be axed. I know people outside the company who I think would be really great for some of these jobs, so I can hire them.
I'm just curious, how many people are on this list? How many changes are you making?
I'm going to make as many as I can.
So the whole
turning this place upside down.
The whole face of the organization is about to change, and then you're walking out the door.
Now, is there anybody who you want to promote who you know is not doing a good job, but you're just friends with them, so you're going to promote them?
Well, I'm friends with a couple people, but I wouldn't promote anybody who I don't think is doing a good job. I mean, you know, yes. Is there, you know, are there people who I think, you know, deserve it, like have been around for a while and like, gosh darn, they should be promoted? And they're my friend? Yeah, but I'm like, of course I'm not going to, like, promote somebody who I don't think is going to do a good job.
So what you're saying is with great power comes great responsibility. So you were going to promote the ones that deserve it, and you were going to axe the ones that should have been fired a year ago.
Oh, my gosh. All those people who are just, like, bad attitude, really annoying, like, everybody can't stand. You know, come on, it's time for them to go.
But what do you care? You're leaving.
I know, but it's just like,
I just think it's dumb.
You what?
I think it's dumb. I mean,
really?
You're leaving. Who cares?
I think
Let
it's a great
work
idea.
There. The company's eventually going to figure it out. They're downsizing anyways. I just think it's dumb.
Here's why I think it's a good idea. Because you probably know better than management, like who's been working
Not
and who
exactly,
hasn't.
Exactly, because I work with them every day.
So, Wendy, if you look at it this way, that she's actually changing the company for the better because she's more in touch with really what's going on in the office than managers, then she walks out of the building feeling good about herself.
You're telling the truth.
She's weeding out all the bad apples.
That's right.
The new manager won't know because everybody puts on the shiny happy face for the new manager.
Mm-hmm. This company should be thanking her, Wendy.
They're downsizing anyways. Who says there's not more people to get fired? I don't know. I just think it's a waste of time and energy.
But I do think that sort of power would make you...
I have to entertain myself somehow because I'm not, you know...
She's going to be there for, what, three more weeks?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you just don't care. But...
What were you going to say, Jen?
I was going to say, I do think that kind of power would make you sort of drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, power drunk. Like, yeah, what can I do next?
I bet you're looking forward to going into work in a whole new way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I get to be those people. You know those people in the movie, like, come in and, like, do all the changes, be a bad guy, and then split? That's good. That guy.
She had a spring in her step. Everyone's like, why is she in such a good mood? Because I'm about to fire you.
You are the office equivalent of the smoke monster right now. Like, you're controlling everything and nobody knows it.
Lost, right? So what is going to be your first order of business? Surely you have, like, somebody set in your sights already.
I do.
And when are they going to get fired and how bad are they?
Oh, my God. She's so horrible. She's
Why?
Just, like, the bad mood cloud that, you know, comes in and just poisons everybody. And she's been there for a really long time. And she's going.
She's going. How are you going to get rid of her? What are you going to call her on? Because you can't just call her on a negative attitude.
I mean, this is all pretty new. I mean, because I know I do obviously. I mean, I think there's legitimate reasons why, you know, I could. I mean, obviously, I have to have legitimate reasons, but I have to do some research.
All right, some calls.
And, you know, compile it to make it look like.
To justify the firing.
You're going to have to give her a warning or two.
Yeah. Exactly.
Virtual listeners not nearly finding the sense of humor in this as we are.
I don't get it. Yeah, I'm the same way.
Hey.
Oh, come on. You don't have, like, everybody must have some, you know, colleagues, somebody that they work with that drives them crazy.
Oh, there goes Jake. Here is V. Good morning. You are on The Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, Bert. How you doing?
Okay. You already have that tone in your voice, like, all right, let me add her.
No, I'm not let me add or anything. I just think this is hysterical in a, you know, sarcastic kind of way because this lady is funny. She, as soon as she got any kind of power, this is why she will never, ever be, like, upper management because as soon as she got any kind of power, she's like, oh, my God, let's rip this place apart. Oh, I don't even know what to do. Let's do something. Quick, you know, and it's just, I think it's hilarious.
Again, let me just play devil's advocate here. If she was promoted to regional manager, don't you wish that regional manager would make the changes quickly that they're going to make based on what they've seen to turn the company around quickly as they see fit?
And the quick thing is she's there for 3 weeks. So it's not like she was promoted and she's going to be there for years. It's the fact she's got 3 weeks and it's not like she's firing people she hates and like Jen Astor hiring people that she's friends with. She's really trying to do it in a responsible way. She's just...
It's not
having
personal.
A lot more fun doing it.
I think it's more personal and opinionated.
Doesn't sound like it. Ellen, are you gonna fire anybody you just don't like?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Okay. We've been defending you.
Ultimate revenge.
Okay, so that won't
she
help.
She just said the girl in the bad mood. Okay. The girl in the bad mood may do her work and be productive, but she just they don't get along.
Can we pretend that just didn't happen?
Because it's not as much fun.
Yes. Yeah, Ellen, come on.
Here is Terry. Good morning. You're on The Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, I was just going to say she's putting herself at a big liability. You know, she's going to fire people really without justification, and they're going to go over her head, and the management's going to see she's a huge liability, and she's not going to get severed.
But that's the beauty of this plan. They're above her head is nothing.
There's nobody over her head.
You go over your head, you get fired.
And she's leaving in 3 weeks.
So. I'll fire you twice. You go over my head, I'll fire you again.
I mean, I'm still going to pretend that Ellen's last sentence didn't happen. No. You said that you were going to do this responsibly, and then you told Wendy that you're going to fire people you don't like. So which one is it?
No, both. Mm. I mean,
I'm going to responsibly fire people I don't like.
But why would I fire somebody who I like who wouldn't get fired in the first place? I'm just going to cut the extra fat, you know, of people who are really
the people you don't get along
awful.
With. The it's people
not,
you don't.
No, it's not that I don't get. I mean, that nobody gets along with these people. Mm. Like this is one woman. I swear to God, she's got like hormonal. Off the chart. I don't know what.
Crazy.
And then just bad attitude.
Well, the hormonal thing.
You know what I mean? And then there's like this guy who's.
Marianne here thinks it's fantastic. Hey, Marianne, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Good morning, Bert Show. I love you guys. I listen to you guys every morning on my way into work.
Thank you.
Ellen, I think it's awesome. I think it's hysterical. You know, sometimes it's just time to trim the fat. You do see what management does not see because you work with it day by day, and you know who is not doing what they should be doing.
Thank you.
And it's you know, it's nice to just clean house sometimes.
Wendy, let me ask you a question. If you were given power here at, you know, at our station, right, and then you...
You're asking Wendy then.
Yeah, you're
I'm asking Wendy. Yeah, because, I mean, you're criticizing her for getting rid of the people that nobody likes. That's not going to be the, you know, some of those people aren't going to be the first people in your mind if you get in this position.
The thing is, why would I care? I'm going to be leaving a job that I'm not going to be a part of in 3 weeks. It wouldn't even matter.
Because think of the,
It's just more positive energy in a different direction. I just think this is a waste of time. I don't know why.
If somebody irked you for a really, really long time, how satisfying would that be, Wendy?
They're out the door.
I'm just trying to call you out because I do think I think every single one of us, if we thought it was better for the company, it's not just about personal vendetta.
Better for the company, maybe, but if it's going to be somebody that I just don't like or I don't get along with, I think that's dumb.
But she also said there
were
people.
Dumb doesn't mean bad. For the record.
Save that.
Hey, Ellen, really quickly here. When is going to be your first, first piece of action? Like, who are you going to fire first? Who are you going to promote? Will that happen today, tomorrow, the next day?
I have to work fast, so by the end of the week.
So by the end of the week.
Excellent.
Okay. Here is Amanda. It's funny that people either love this or they absolutely hate it. Hey, Amanda, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
I just want to say that I think this is absolutely brilliant. For those of us who have worked our tails off for years, we've wanted to see somebody bold enough to get rid of these people. And she's just doing their job before they downsize. Keep the good ones.
Nice.
Wendy, you don't see it that way.
But see, here's the other problem she hasn't thought of yet. If you promote the good ones and they're making more money, they might be the first to get cut when they downsize.
When she's gone.
When you're gone.
Not her problem.
Because sometimes they cut people at the top because the people at the top are making the most money. So just think about that when you're promoting your friends.
Hey, Ann, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Morning.
Good morning.
I am so jealous of her position. Oh, my God, if I could run my company for a week. I have a list of 13 people I would get rid of today.
That's awesome.
Do you have a literal list of people that you've written down on a piece of paper?
I have a literal list of people I've written down on a piece of paper.
That's beautiful.
Three of them got let go last week, so I'm down to 10. But it's not my fault, but you go, girl. I mean, they've been sucking up to somebody, and when they can't suck up anymore, cool. Good for you.
Ellen, we got to talk to you over the next couple of days. The first time you either promote somebody or you let somebody go, will you call us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Enjoy your next 30 days.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
I found myself recently in a very embarrassing predicament, and I'm going to explain to you all the predicament that I was in, and then I need you to tell me what I should have done, and then I will tell you what I actually did in this very embarrassing situation. Okay? So my boyfriend and I have been together for about 6 months now-ish, sometime, is this June? Yeah, about 6 months or so, and things are going great or whatever, but in relationships, I am very private about the bathroom stuff. Like, number one, definitely with the door closed. Number two, for sure. Like, I don't want him to even be in the house.
The shower's on. The sink is running.
Yes. Like, I'm very, very private about that. Because to me, I don't want to see it. You can go do all that on your own.
Sure.
The bathroom stuff is fine. You know, like, if you're, like, shaving, that's cool. Or, like, you know, when I'm putting on makeup or blow drying my hair, that's cool. Because, you know, you got to sometimes share space in the bathroom. But when it's bathroom time, it's bathroom time.
I understand totally.
Like, door closed, don't come near, pretend like you're somewhere else.
Cough when you fart.
Whatever.
Especially when in those initial phases of courtship, man, those first couple of months right there, everybody's putting on, you know, their best face. And Melissa doesn't understand this conversation.
I'm laughing about the cough fart thing. I'm sorry.
But same thing, you know, like, especially in those first couple of months, everybody's...
It's very private. Women have equipment that we need once a month. All of that is put far away in the back of the cabinet.
Okay, we get it. We got it.
All that stuff. So I'm very private about the whole thing. Okay. So we were spending the night together, and I woke myself up in the middle of the night because I passed gas.
Wait, what?
What woke you up? The stink or the noise?
It was the noise.
It
okay.
Was.
You because farted so loudly, you woke
you
up.
Yourself up.
It's like your own alarm clock.
Wait,
I woke myself up.
No, I woke myself up.
I've owned dogs that have done that, but I've never seen a person do that.
Like because I think I was like holding it.
for so, you know, like, well, I don't know if we ate something weird earlier that day. I was like holding it, went to sleep, and literally I woke myself up. So I was like, oh my gosh.
You're never going to want to inhale that deeply after farting.
Did that just happen?
Now, is this the middle of the night? So he's crashed out, you're crashed out.
No, he was.
Middle of the night.
Is this under the covers?
Yes, I mean, we were sound asleep.
Full on Dutch oven.
Okay.
Don't put his head under.
A couple technical questions. Was your butt facing him or away?
I think it was facing him in the spooning
bed. No! You farted on him!
Did you blow him off the bed?
So it's a full on spoon situation.
So you gave him a little puff on the genitals.
No, it wasn't that close, but that was sort of, I think. It's the middle of the night. Right. I was like in dreamland. I mean, it's pitch black in the room. I mean, both of us sound asleep.
Except for one big flash of light.
I was horrified.
I bet. Now, he's still sleeping through this whole thing right now.
Still sleeping through the whole thing.
Did the sheets go up like the cartoon person snoring?
It was horrible, you guys. Stop. I already feel so embarrassed. Well, anyway.
Okay. So is now we... What to do?
Now, okay, I need to know what I should have done from that point forward.
Well, if he didn't wake up, there's nothing to be done.
Did he feel the fart? No, legitimately,
I don't think so.
Feel the fart, Wendy.
See, the beauty of the fact of having a dog is you can always blame it on the dog.
Well, you do have a dog. And your dog sleeps in the room,
well,
right?
Well, and I will say it was audible, but not... Odor.
Didn't stink.
Yes. Everybody thinks their farts don't stink.
Because people always kind of like the smell of their own farts. So you probably enjoy it.
I don't agree with that.
You didn't do the little sheet thing just to check.
It sounds like she didn't have to. So if he didn't wake up, then why would it need to be addressed at all? Don't tell me like you woke him up the next morning and confessed. Do not tell me you did. No,
Jen!
You did.
You confessed that you farted.
No, you didn't.
Well, let me just tell you what happened.
You could have blamed it
You've
on him.
You've been together six. Of course she did, because they've been together 6 months.
Everything's so sweet.
And we have to be completely honest with each other.
It sounded like a beautiful song and smelled like roses and butterflies.
No. You know what I love about Jen? She's 100% honest. Like, she woke up this morning and told me she farted while I was sleeping. I love her.
Jen, I didn't even notice because your farts don't sting, because you're perfect.
I went halfway, okay? So
I was awake and I saw a rainbow shoot out of your butt. That's how beautiful it was.
I
want to
know what halfway is. I want to know what halfway is.
Horrifyingly embarrassing, and I can't believe I'm even talking about it. But anyway, so I'm horrified and I'm wide awake at this point, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, did he hear it? Did, you know, what happened? And
I'm peeks over to his eyes to make sure they're still closed.
Yes, and I was like, okay, if I roll over,
were you still in the bed or did you shoot out of the bed onto the floor?
Still in the bed, so I'm like, okay, what do I do? I'm panicking. Oh my gosh, this is horrible. So I am like awake, wide awake for probably like a minute and a half, I think, goes by, and I'm panicking, like in that frozen mode of like, you're not sure what to do. Your whole body is like stiff because you're frozen.
Especially your butt. Clenching that thing so tight. Like, I ain't going to let another one leak out.
No more. And then he rolls over and like rolls over to the other side of the bed, and we both go back to sleep.
Oh.
So my paranoia was, did he hear, did he not hear? So in the morning, I only confessed to having a stomach ache and waking up in the middle of the night.
Okay. All right. That's not as bad as a full-on confession.
I go, I hope I didn't wake you up last night. I had a stomach ache. Whatever we ate, I just wasn't feeling very good.
What did he say?
And then I was like,
did
I wake you up? And I think he said no.
Well, of course he would say no. Look, you guys are still in the non-honest part of your relationship.
Probably...
What happened is you farted. It woke you both up, and you're both trying to be nice to each other. That's what happened.
Do you think that's it?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. Your butt alarm woke you both up.
Hey, Tracy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Huh?
Y'all got to stop. I'm trying to drive, and it's really hard to do because I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard.
The beautiful thing about this state of your relationship right now is that you don't need to be 100% honest with each other.
Right.
He's pretending he didn't hear anything, and it's okay.
I should have just let it go, but I was
so afraid.
And so, it's, you know, if you fast forward,
it's, literally,
you're going to fast forward 2 years from now,
yeah,
and that's going to happen, and he's just going to get up and practically sleepwalk out of the room, and you're going to say, where are you going? He's going to say, you just crapped yourself again, and he's going to go lie on the couch mad.
This is The Burt Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait.
Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.